Mr. President.
Well, those are pretty good figures on the wholesale price thing, aren't they?
Boy, they sure are, and they come at a... Mm-hmm. I was going to say this is a very unusual day when there's nothing but good news.
Yeah.
They come tomorrow at a very, very helpful time.
Yeah.
We're going to have Weber and McCracken have a briefing at noon. And
of course, they don't dial down much, do they? They're
Yes. Considering that's down 0.3% for the month of September, with the industrials down 0.1%. Of course, the farm prices account for part of it. But even, I don't remember the last month we had a drop. We've had some level months.
Yeah.
I'll have to get those figures. I don't believe there's been a month when they've come down, and at least not in my recollection over the last year. So what it says is that the freeze has worked. Whether it's a direct result or not, people are sure as hell going to think so.
Yeah.
And the unemployment is edged down a bit on Friday, if you got that figure.
Yeah, I got the 6, yeah. It's just good it didn't go up, isn't it?
Yeah, psychologically, even a slight downward movement, I think, is helpful.
Yeah.
If it had gone up 0.1%, we'd have had it.
A lot of explaining.
Well, and coming the day after your speech would be tough. No, I think having a good figure tomorrow on the inflation front and
the unemployment figure not going up and edging down a bit, they've got to play it that way.
They do. I haven't got the raw figures yet, but I understand that the total employment went up significantly in September. As I say, I don't have it yet.
They're still kicking that labor force up. That's what they're doing.
That's what they're doing. Yes, sir. And
I think that's padded, that damn labor force thing.
Well, we've got our man in there now,
and
we've taken our heat, and we're going to move number one man out very shortly.
Good.
And we'll control that before the end of the year.
Right.
But I think the combination of the two, the one tomorrow and the one Friday, is just
terrific. And the House acting is good, too, on the tax package. So.
That's right. And I don't know yet what the situation is in the Senate. The Mathias Amendment passed. Yes, but you see, that doesn't really give us any trouble. That is not a straight up and down veto of the deferral. And in fact, the legislative fellows figure that this will help us on the deferral vote, the veto vote tomorrow, because a lot of people who voted for Mathias will now feel that they're off the hook. They've cast a vote that argues that whatever you do in phase two for the private sector, you should do in phase two for the public sector. Well, that's kind of harmless, really. I shouldn't say harmless.
Yeah.
It'd be better if it hadn't passed.
Yeah.
But
I
don't believe it's binding. I have not read the language, but I understand from the fellows up on the Hill that it is not.
Right.
So if we win that one tomorrow,
we've sure got to win that. Or I told Scott, goddammit, we can talk it to death, can't we?
Yes, I told McGregor just an hour ago that if he doesn't have the votes in his pocket, just talk it to death.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I had a fascinating lunch with Sindlinger, Mr. President. He's an interesting guy.
He is.
Well, he's an unusual fella. He's totally non-political.
Yeah.
And I won't go into describing to you the whole analysis he gave me at lunch, although it's very interesting, very different than I've heard from anyone else.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that politically, he's turned up some very fascinating information. He runs a continuous political poll in addition to his economic poll.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes 1,000 telephone calls a day, which gives him really the most sensitive telephone polling system in the country. I never realized this, but
he's
a whole bank of people up there. Before the in
just
July,
a second.
Yeah, in July, before China, people were asked the question. He conducts a completely different kind of poll than anybody else. He asks, "Would you vote for the president's re-election? If the election were today, would you vote for President Nixon's re-election?" And that figure before the China announcement was 26.7% said yes.
Mm-hmm.
After the China trip, it jumped to 34%.
Mm.
He is now running it, and it's on a steady upswing, and it is at 48%,
mm-hmm.
which is the highest you've been in his polling in a long time. Now, that's a loaded question, because that really, as he puts it, that gets the absolute hardcore. People are asked, would you vote for the re-election? And then if they say know, or they don't know, which is a good factor, or they haven't decided, then he says, who would you vote for? And you pick up some Agnews and you'll pick up some Rockefellers, and you would be their second choice. In other words, 48% he looks at as rock bottom. And he considers that very significant. He also said, and one of the interesting things about his polls is that they're continuous. They run on it. Every day he can watch it. And then after he's tested for 3 weeks, he publishes. He'll be publishing the week after next. And will show a tremendous upswing. Same week Harris is going to publish his. But he said it's been steadily climbing. He said the same thing, almost word for word what Harris said. He said that it's, your political strength has grown very steadily since August 15th. Every day that when they throw that question in, they don't throw it into everybody, but they they space it out. Every day they get just a little higher response, and he said it's on an upswing. And public support for the freeze, according to his figures, is 73%, which is exactly the Harris figure. And he regards that as politically very meaningful, and he totally voluntarily made exactly the same point Harris said. He said the public right now has tremendous confidence in what the president is doing, witness 73% supporting the freeze. He said as you get into phase two, if you make them think it's kind of a continuation of the same thing, he said you're going to gain politically. Oh, it's fascinating. He said consumer sentiment hasn't changed all that much. It's still come back up, but he said that isn't important politically. He said that what is important is the public's confidence that the president is doing what needs to be done with the economy. He said another interesting thing. He said before the, all of his are by telephone, before August 15th, his questions, surveys, ran 33.3% longer in time than they have been since. The entire reason being that people would take a long time bitching.
I see.
In answer to questions. Now he gets crisp yes, no, answers. And he said that's one way, he said, they'll tell the mood of the country that it is now, well, content was the word he used. They're now satisfied. And I made the point to him, well, what's going to happen to the economy? And he said, well, it doesn't make any difference. Politically, what happens doesn't make any difference. He said, what really counts is the public satisfied with what the president is doing? He said, if they think he's doing the right things, then whether the economy improves or not isn't important. He thinks that the economy itself will be relatively flat.
He thinks it's going to be flat, huh?
Yep. He's different than the other economists. He's not an economist, first of all. He's a pollster. Mm-hmm. But he said, I'm just not so sure. And his reasoning is also fascinating. He said, you go back through the years, and when people expect peace, they don't feel the same job security as when they expect war.
Yeah.
He said, you're being penalized by the fact that that there is peaceful...
They know that people are being let out of the fence and all that thing. You
that's
know.
Right. He said he goes back through various periods in time, and he takes the Berlin crisis and Lebanon and the beginning of Vietnam and Korea, and he said every time that there's been an international crisis, confidence in jobs has gone up very markedly, and
very
when you get into peaceful periods, it goes down. And he said that's...
Mm.
But politically, it isn't necessarily... It doesn't necessarily affect you. He said the thing that affects is...
Are we doing something about it? Or?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And he's...
I think I trust he's wrong on the economy.
So do I.
Certainly an awful lot of other people, the Time editors and a lot of others, are coming up with the big 1972 deal, aren't they?
They all are. Every one of them. McCracken joined us for lunch, and Paul said, well, I think you're wrong. He said to Sindlinger, I think you're wrong. And Sindlinger said, yeah. He said, I'm the only guy that feels it's going to be flat. But he said, I'll also tell you that I think the president, nobody can touch him with a glove if he keeps going the way he's going, because he's had a phenomenal upswing in the last month. Now, this is significant, not necessarily that his...
When did he pull this 48? Oh, he does it every day.
So what he does is he'll throw in 100 questions political every day for like 4 weeks. So he started, let's say, a couple of weeks ago, and he'll be finished the week after next, and he's now getting it at the rate of 48%.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it's gaining. It's been gaining over the past 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, the events this week, we trust, will help it a bit, too.
Oh, I think...
China and everything.
China thing will help enormously, and... I have a feeling that the public reaction to phase two will be positive, because they will feel that
it is a continuation.
That's right, and it's astonishing that in both Harris and in Sindlinger, it's held at 73% support. Just amazing. He also did some quick polling last night on Meany. Because he anticipated we'd be asking him, and he said every time Meany speaks, he loses labor support.
Hmm.
He's driving a wedge deeper and deeper between himself and his members. That the typical response they get is he's out of step, he's out of phase, he's too old, he's not speaking for me. He shouldn't be opposing the president. He's getting a lot of that. And he's getting a lot of positive on you for standing up to the critics. And he thinks the Meany thing is helping you and hurting Meany.
Mm.
Which I thought was very interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fine.
Our friend Joe Vassides, Mr. President, who was in yesterday... Put out a great press release after...
Great.
After here, I'm confident that the president will bring our men home and he will not have to resort to crawling on his belly to do anything.
Good.
Just running over the wires this
morning. We're just going to keep that pounding right home.
Oh, we'll use that every day.
I thank Goldwater, incidentally, and he was appreciative.
Excellent. I just got handed the stock market report today. Have you heard it?
No.
I don't know whether I hope they gave me the right figures. It says up 9 points.
Hmm.
Up over 900.4 it closed at.
What the hell would shove it up? Why don't you call and find out?
Oh, I'll tell you. The fact that you're announcing phase two tomorrow.
Oh, you think so?
Sure. Remember, all these fellows have been telling me for 2 weeks they've been just... It's all a wait and see on Facebook.
Yeah, it might go down Friday when they hear what it is, but who knows?
Well, it was down...
Yeah.
Sure, at 11:35 it was not up at all, so that has to be it, because Ziegler announced about it.
We just hope that the announcement doesn't cool it.
Well, I think it's going to... If it removes the uncertainty, I don't think it can help but give us a bit of a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Sis, I hope that number's right. It looks startling, doesn't it?
Yeah.
15 million shares.
Well, it might be.
Well, I'll double-check it, but it sounds good.
Yeah. Check it and call me back, will you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.